The spread of influenza and the number of deaths rose quickly when the 1918 epidemic started in New Jersey. And as health officials began to implement a statewide quarantine, the city of Newark's health officer had his hands tied by Mayor Charles Gillen.
Dr. Charles Craster is not making much of this sickness and is basically having to take a back seat.
Jennifer Harmsen is an expert on the influenza pandemic of 1918.
It is Mayor Gillen who would end up taking control of Newark's health office. It is Gillen who wanted to show that he had Newark's influenza situation under control, and it is because Gillen wanted the limelight.
On October 8, 1918, Governor Walter Edge put the state of New Jersey under quarantine. Mayor Gillen in Newark had different ideas.
So what does Gillen do? He issues a modified quarantine. He said restaurants and schools are going to stay open. You have to remember, at this time, the Prohibition Amendment had just passed in the United States Congress. And there was a lot of pressure on the states to ratify this amendment. So for an independent like Gillen, right, whose thirsty constituents elected him to office, he sees the Republican-controlled state health initiative of closing places of public assembly, especially saloons, as an interdiction of alcohol. His thinking is, okay, if we close the saloons now, they may never reopen.
In under 2 weeks, Mayor Gillen would revoke the state quarantine in Newark.
Gillen justified his action here, this decision, by citing the latest numbers. He says, you know, on October 19th, there were 969 new cases of influenza. But you know what? On October 21st, there are only 550 new cases. Clearly, Newark is out of danger.
Gillen would go to war with a local paper, the Newark Evening News, who published regular editorials criticizing the mayor's handling of the flu pandemic.
The Newark Evening News ends the story with this little paragraph and says, well, the doctors weren't stopping the flu anyway. Maybe whiskey would. Someone had heard that it would. In fact, hadn't the mayor said that it would?
And all the while, the citizens of Newark were left confused over what to believe.
If Gillen had secured more medical personnel to care for the people of Newark, if he had opened more hospitals, if he had enforced the state's quarantine in Newark, and if he had set aside his political views, could Gillen have saved more lives? And in my belief, I do believe he could have.
As the Great War came to a close in 1918, influenza across the region began to subside. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Ang Santos in Newark.